Well, I heard this story yesterday. Then I watched her on the news last night. And I said to myself from the moment I heard of this story, this erosion doesn't have a chance. Actually, Candace Miller, Macomb County Public Works Commissioner, is on the job and on this. I swear to you, good morning, Candace. I swear to you, when I was watching the video in the news story, I thought I saw the erosion, because you were right there. I thought I saw the erosion start to expand and fix itself. It was so scared.
Good morning, Paul W. Yeah, man, we find them, we fix them, right? So yes. We're on the job here.
But here's the thing. I don't doubt for a second when you find them, you fix them. But how do you find them? How many? I mean, we're looking at hundreds of drains and other areas that could be eroding. How do you even know about them?
Well, we don't know about all of them immediately, of course, but we're out inspecting all of our drains, and particularly ones that are sort of our really important drains. Some are not as critical as others, obviously, but we do have hundreds of them throughout Macomb County. But this particular one is very important. It runs right along I-94. It drains, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 mile area of Roseville and I-94. And we, as you mentioned, we have actually two locations right next to each other almost in this particular drain in the 13-mile Little Mac area. And we've had severe erosion there that we've noticed for about the last maybe month or 6 weeks. But all of a sudden, it really seems to be happening very quickly now. And so it's bad because it's right up to the fence line of I-94. But, you know, if you're on 94, don't worry. You're not going to drive into a problem there because we're going to get this thing fixed within the next week. We've engaged a contractor. And we're moving very quickly, but it's it gets your total attention. Let me tell you, when you're standing there looking up at this vertical wall, 10, 15 feet, and all of this land, you know, the bank of the drain there is just severely eroded. And now we're sort of into sand because that's what they used to backfill I-94 many, many years ago there. And, of course, when the water comes around the bend of this drain, it just shoots into this embankment like a fire hose, and that sand is not good at all. And it's just sort of shelving off, you know, 2 feet, 4 feet, 6 feet. It's really going. So we consider it an emergency, and we're on it, and we're fixing it.
Imagine, I mean, what a pain it was when they were dragging a bridge across the expressway for a week. We had to worry about it. You take a portion of I-94 collapsing because of this erosion, and you're looking at 44,000 vehicles a day not being able to use the roadway. That's not an easy, quick fix if the expressway collapsed.
No, and that is not going to happen in this case because we've identified the problem. We've analyzed what we need to do, and we're going to fix it hopefully within a couple of weeks here, way before anything could get too close to the interstate. And essentially what we're going to do, we're going to excavate along the farther away embankment of the drain from I-94 and then shore up along the side of the embankment. And then we're going to armor it. In other words, we put in riprap. They call it riprap, which is sort of larger boulders that you almost put in like a puzzle, really armor the side of the drain. So when this water comes around the bend, and it's just the configuration of it, and then when it shoots into the side of the drain here, it will deflect all of the energy. So we feel pretty confident that we've got in place a good fix. We've got a great contractor. The guy's getting all his materials in place right now, and we expect to start shortly. But we have great partners. So Roseville has been terrific. Their DPW, MDOT has been out there. They got to help with the culvert because there's a culvert, a catch basin, that comes from I-94, of course. When it rains, it all drains into this area and down their culvert, which has completely fallen apart. It's just laying there. I mean, it looks like a junkyard instead of proper infrastructure. So, you know, you and I talk all the time about infrastructure, and it's not just roads. It's underground, whether it's a sanitary sewer when you have a sinkhole collapse or an enclosed storm drain that runs along, roads, or in this case, it's an open drain. So all of our infrastructure is old, and we have to keep on it. And you know what? It's amazing what you can find out there when you just do regular maintenance and inspections, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, good for you, good for your team. to spot something like this and to work on it right away. And I'll remind our WJR listeners that an old friend of Candace Miller's and mine, L. Brooks Patterson, warned us about this on this very show many, many years ago when he said the infrastructure is collapsing and it's a multi-billion dollar problem, way back when $1 billion meant something.
I miss Brooks. I know we all do so much. But yeah, he was a voice, and all of us need to be voices as well. And you know, when we just talk about a particular incident like this, all of your listeners are listening, and it makes them a little bit more aware of areas maybe in their area, even in their own neighborhood, and how important all of this infrastructure is. And, you know, we do have to invest in our infrastructure just because it was built, you know, decades ago.
Sure.
Can't go on forever without proper maintenance.
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind is not going to work. Less than a minute to go. Candace Miller with us, Macomb County Public Works Commissioner. But I have such respect for her and her opinions. Who do you think Tudor Dixon should pick as lieutenant governor?
I think she's got sort of a good farm team to look at. I mean, I certainly like the idea of a Mike Bishop, perhaps. I'll tell you another guy she might want to think about talking to is Tony Ferlini, who is the Macomb County clerk. Great guy, great name here in Macomb, and was a former state rep. I mean, there's a lot of people like that. The main criteria, of course, is that whoever she picks could step in to be the governor. God forbid it would be necessary. But if so, that person could be the governor on day one. So she's got quite a few to look at, I think.
Candace Miller, Macomb County Public Works Commissioner. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you again soon, Candace.
Thanks so much.